is my first blog of the month, and you know what that means. If you don't, I'll recap. Or cap up, as my Grampy Gilbert used to say. I've decided to take my own advice and make this my year of living the good life. Since my book, Finding Your Inner Moose, has 12 chapters, I've decided to dedicate the first blog of every month this year to a chapter. Clever, huh? My intention is to choose a little change or two from that chapter I can incorporate into my life, hoping it becomes a habit. January, I was focusing on being kind to myself, much needed after that hectic holiday season. And February was all about trying not to take things too personal. Looking back, I'd say I didn't do too bad. Not too shabby, as we say in this neck of the woods. Just setting the goal makes me more aware as I go through my day, and that's a good thing. Chapter 3 is called How Many Points in Cabbage Soup? Yep, you're right. It's all about diet and exercise. Man, I've been on some crazy diets in my day, but the cabbage soup one might have been the most memorable. The story's too long to get into here, but there's a blow-by-blow in my book. As the years go by, I find myself moving beyond the all-or-nothing game plan, and I'm slowly figuring out what works for me. No more wacky diets, which always seem to end with me pigging out like I've never seen food before, or crazy workouts and the months of physical therapy it takes for me to recover. I'm taking the long view, baby. These days, it's more about being healthy than being Wonder Woman. If, like me, you've been around the block a few times, you know what to do, right? Eat more fruits and veggies, be active, and my favorites, drink more water and get plenty of rest. If you only do those last two things, trust me, you'll feel better. Really. Plus, you get all that extra exercise running to the bathroom. See? That's a win-win. Now, at the end of every chapter in Finding Your Inner Moose, I include a little section I call Getting Going. I purposely didn't call them action steps because that seemed too daunting. As I said before, I'm not interested in being Wonder Woman. I'm including chapter 3s here. Getting going. Pick one healthy thing you know you should be doing and get it over with early in the day. Ta-da! Done. During one meal, pay attention. I mean, really taste your food. Sneak in exercise where you can so it's not so overwhelming. You know the drill. Take the stairs instead of the elevator, park at the far end of the parking lot, etc. Ladies, you have a free weight with you all the time. It's called your pocketbook. Use it for bicep curls, shoulder shrugs, arm circles. Get creative. Practice standing up straight. You'll not only look taller, you'll look thinner, too. How long has it been since you've been to the doctor or dentist? Are you due for a mammogram, colonoscopy, or stress test? You owe it to yourself to take care of business. Go ahead, make that call. You're worth it. Improve your overall health by doing one of these things this month. Just one. Me, I'm focusing on standing and sitting up straight. I'm all for looking taller and thinner. Besides, I topped out at 5'2", and I do believe I'm losing ground in that department. And I can't afford that because I'm just an inch or two away from being really short. I mean, old Catholic nun kind of short. Having a hard time to see over the steering wheel kind of short. Not standing up straight when you're a teenager. That's called slouching. Not standing up straight when you're my age. Well, that's just downright decrepit. Yikes! I may not want to be Wonder Woman, but I'm not ready for decrepit. Sit up straight, Ida. That's it for now. Catch you on the flip side.